Welcome, everybody. Share number 1197. We're learning today, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabbi Aaron Zissou, Le'ilu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Le'refuah Shlemi Yehudas Chava Basli Bar Nina, and getting back to our Malacha of Geizei's Shearing. Okay, so I just want to read a little bit from the Mishneh Berurah. Our Simen, by the way, is Simen Shin Mem. Okay, so in Simen Shin Mem, you have a lot of very important malachas. I mean, all malachas are important, but malachas which are negei lemaisi. You have koisev, you have moichek, you have writing, erasing, and you have tearing, you have sewing. You have a lot of very, very interesting malachas over there which apply, which pertain on a weekly basis. So Shin Mem is a very popular simen in Hilchas Shabbos. So just getting back to where we're up to. So in the beginning of Shin Mem, actually, okay, so we're up to the beginning of Shin Mem. That's where some of the malachas of Geizei are found, most of the malachas anyways, in the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll get to what the Shulchan Aruch says. But I just want to read from the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Hey, Shin Mem. Sifkat and Hay, and he explains what Geizei is all about, as Mishneh Berurah does every so often on a malacha. When he starts, when we're learning a malacha, like the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch talks a malacha, a lot of times the Mishneh Berurah feels there's a need to explain what it's all about, what the malacha itself is all about, so you'll have a better understanding. He doesn't do it by every malacha, but by many malachas he does, and he gives basic guidelines as to what it's all about. So, okay, he says like this. He says, Vatanavar mixas din malachas gaziz. He's going to give a little bit of an introduction, the guidelines. He says, number one, Aleph. Hagoyze is semer aseir, somebody who, they shear, wool or hair. Bain min a behema, it doesn't make a difference. Hair, wool, same thing. Whether it's from a behema, bain min a behema, bain min a chaya, whether it's from a behema, it's from a chaya, is chayiv. Either way, the person would be chayiv. So sharing wool, sharing hair, sharing meaning, sharing, cutting off and so on. Okay, he says the person will be chayiv, it doesn't make a difference. Then he goes into the shear, how much it is. We're not going to get into the shear right now, obviously, that's not so negei lemaisa. Nobody's shearing wool from an animal, nobody's shearing hair, but there is a shear on that, as far as a shear meaning, how much in one would need. Less than that, it'll be drabbanan. Okay, but it's not something that we need to know at this point. So, but he goes on in Beis. He says like this: Achiyav shel gezizahu. What is the actual chiyav of goizeis? In other words, he says, does it apply to a dead animal? Does it apply to a live animal? A person shears off wool from skin from an animal, right? Or pull out hairs from an animal. We'll get to a human being also. But does it matter if the animal is dead or not? Is there a difference in being chayev or drabbanan? So he says, achiv shel gezizahu bein kishagoizeis min achay, whether one takes it out, pulls it out, or shears it from a living animal, bein kishagoyz is min ameis, whether the person takes it out from a dead animal. Now, I just want to explain the word, when we say goizeis, it doesn't make a difference whether it's shearing, it's cutting, it's pulling out. It's all basically the same halacha. It all falls under the malacha of goizeis. So, in other words, how a person does it, by pulling it out, shearing it off, cutting it off, it all doesn't make a difference. It's all a question of, it all falls under the malacha of goizeis. Okay, so right now, we see it doesn't matter whether the animal's alive, whether the animal's dead. In other words, you have a dead animal. Maybe if I pull out, it's no problem. No, you also can't pull out hairs or share wool or whatever the case is, or cut off wool from a dead animal. Okay, so then the Mishneh Berurah goes on to explain in number bays. In other words, this is all in Sif Katan Hay and Ois Bays in that Sif Katan. He says, even if afilu min hashalach shalem, even it's from. In other words, he says, even if the skin. So let's say an animal. Does the skin have to be on the animal? Good, the animal's dead. I hear. But let's say the skin was already cut off the animal, like a fur coat. The Mishneh Berurah talks about a person has a fur coat, right? It's the skins of an animal. Is there a problem pulling out hairs from a fur coat? So he says that would be the same thing. He says, haynu arkish nifshat min abehema, even though the skin was already taken off the animal, and it's separated from the animal, still you're not allowed, afilu min hashal shalahem, still one would not be allowed to pull out hairs, or shear the wool, cut the wool, or whatever the case is. Okay, now he does go on to say, that there is a little bit of a distinction, which we said before there wasn't, but a little bit of a distinction. He says, that's if somebody shears off the wool or shears off the hair or whatever the case is, or cuts the hair, cuts the wool. But aval toile, she says, if you pluck it, toile, you pull it out, minachai, not from a dead animal, okay, over there it would still be the same, a person would still be chayiv, aval toile minachai, you do it from a live animal, or we'll talk about a human being separately, but let's just stick to one, take it slow, one step at a time. You pull out from a live aval toilish minachai is potter. Then one would still be potter aval aser. Obviously, it's still aser midrabanan. The ein derech to litloish mishum the koiv la ella ligzais. Right. So he says that when you're pulling out, there's pain. You pull out from a live animal, even a live human being. If you pull out a hair, you pluck it out, you know, right? You pull it out, it hurts. So he says that's not the derech, so therefore it's still usa to do, but it will be a derabonon and not a diarais. I mean, again, these are still, it doesn't make a major difference. It's usa mina toira, mina midiarais, midrabonon, midiarais, it's still usa is usa. You know, we'll see down the line, certain instances, whatever. But obviously, if something is aser midrabanan, it's the same thing basically as though it's aser midrais. It's not allowed to be done. Certain situations, okay, there's, you know, ways to look at it. But straight up, midrabanan and minatoira is all the same. We have to understand that. It's a very important thing to keep in mind. Okay, so now. So he finishes off, then he says, Avul atoilish bayad min hamesef. Somebody pulls out with the hand from a dead animal or dead skin or whatever, derech litloish, kamoy ligzois v'chayev. That is the derech, that is the reg, in other words, it's the same thing like shearing. That's the derech to do. The point is over here, we're trying to see what is the derech. So pulling out, let's just see what we have so far. We'll continue on next year, Bezrus Hashem. Pulling out something like hairs or whatever from a living thing, person, animal. We'll see how that works. You pull it out, it hurts, so there will be aser midraban. Aser midraban. Pulling it out from dead skin, right? So that will be aser min hatorah because that is the derech from a live creature, if you want to call it. It hurts, so therefore it becomes. It's not the regular way, but it's still aser midrabanan. From a dead creature or dead skin or like fur coat, which we'll see is something along those lines. So then it's the regular way because there's no pain over there. So then one will be chayv. Again, it's really hypothetical, but we want to understand what exactly is going on. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue in the introduction next time. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.